AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. A lethal barrage of strikes today against multiple cities in Ukraine. The Russian attack smashed civilian targets, including downtown Kyiv. At least 6 killed there. Ukraine's emergency service puts the total at least 11 people across the country. Russian President Vladimir Putin says it's retaliation for what he calls Kyiv's terrorist actions, including the weekend bombing of a bridge linking Crimea to Russia.
I am shocked and appalled.
In Estonia, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
She says Ukrainians will not be intimidated and pledged the European Union's continued support. Celebrations in North Korea today marking the founding of the ruling Workers' Party. Meanwhile, Pyongyang calls its recent barrage of missile launches a simulation of its tactical battlefield nuclear weapons, leader Kim Jong-un signaling more to come. In Florida, survivors of Hurricane Ian are facing a long, emotional road to recovery. Susan Colby lived in a mobile home in Fort Myers.
I'm 86 years old and I'm homeless. It's just crazy.
The Lee County Medical Examiner says two men in their 70s took their own lives after viewing their losses. And this year's Nobel Prize in Economics goes to Douglas Diamond, Philip Dybvig, and former Fed Chair Ben Bernanke.
For research on banks and financial crises.
The research of the three in the early 1980s laid the foundation for the modern understanding of the role of banks and how their collapse make financial crises worse. Bernanke analyzed the Great Depression, showing how runs on banks deepened and prolonged the economic crisis, while Diamond and Dybvig's research showed that banks are the intermediaries that can allow people to access their savings when they wish, while offering long-term loans to businesses and homecomers. But the combination makes the banks vulnerable to rumors of collapse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Jury selection gets underway in Los Angeles today. A new case against Harvey Weinstein. Julie Walker has the story.
5 years after stories about him made the Me Too movement explode, former Hollywood powerhouse Harvey Weinstein is going on trial in the city where he was once considered a kingmaker. The former movie mogul is already serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault in New York. The 70-year-old faces different allegations in L.A., including several that prosecutors say occurred during a pivotal Oscar week. Weinstein was indicted for rape and sexual assault involving 5 women who will appear in court as Jane Does to tell their stories. He has pleaded not guilty. 4 more women will be allowed to take the stand to give accounts of Weinstein's sexual assaults that did not lead to charges, but which prosecutors hope will show jurors he had a propensity for committing such acts. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.